Hello.
Hello.
This is Victoria returning your phone call for customer service.
Oh yes. I have gotten charged on one of my cards for your service that I don't know nothing about.
Yes, ma'am. Could I have your zip code so I can find it, please?
It's 72 10.
7210. Thank you. 72. I'm sorry. What's that zip code again, ma'am?
78 210.
210. Thank you for that. Let's see if we can find you. What's going on? Okay. Can you give me the name on the account that I'm looking for, please?
Edna Sanchez.
Did you say Miss Sanchez, Edna?
Yes,
Okay. I think I have you. Hold on just a second, Miss Sanchez. Ms. Sanchez, could you verify your address, please?
It's 222 East Mitchell Street, apartment 4108, San Antonio, Texas, 78210.
Yes, ma'am. The account is building. As soon as it comes up, we can see what's going on. Now, you're calling about charges you don't understand. Is that correct, Ms. Sanchez?
Right.
Okay. I do apologize for your wait. I do apologize for the wait. It looks like, from what I'm seeing on the account, back in November 6th, you paid $7.95 for the chance to win the Yeti backpack through one of the promotions that our products is handled through. Okay, and it looks like you may have won that. Let me, because it shows that it was shipped. So did you receive your Yeti, your backpack?
No. No.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing a delivery on November 14th at 5:24 p.m. So I am showing that a product was delivered to you
No, I
at
didn't get
the
it.
address. Now, let me verify that we verified your address is 222 East Mitchell Street, San Antonio, Texas. Yes, ma'am. That was where it was sent to. So, the backpack was sent to that address and it shows that it was delivered. And,
Okay, well, I don't
okay.
have it.
Okay, well, I can give you the information from UPS where you can call them and say, look, I didn't receive my product. Now it's showing that it's delivered on the end that I'm looking at. It shows that it was delivered. I can give you that tracking number. And you can call
Well,
UPS
see,
to figure out.
the thing is also that they really don't pay attention to the buildings because there's seven buildings,
Yes, ma'am.
and a lot of times they don't pay attention to the buildings that they leave it at because that has happened to me before with I think UPS and I think even FedEx and UPS.
Yes.
They dropped it off at building six and I'm building four. I
Yes, ma'am.
mean, either they're just not paying attention to what they're doing.
Yeah, I have that tracking number if you would like to have that so you could call them and say, look, I'm showing that I was delivered a product and I haven't got it.
Okay, so that's what the 35 was for.
Well, that was for your initial charge of, let me see, $7.97. That was for your that got your tactical bag if you want it. That was at a discounted price. Now it looks like you were charged $67.32 back November 11th. Because when you got your the tactical bag at the discounted price, that enrolled you in the online gadget store that the tactical bag came from. And so that's a reoccurring charge each month until you cancel it.
Okay. Well, the thing is that I never got anything and I never enrolled in it.
Yes, ma'am. With that particular promotion with the Yeti bag, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
That is usually, let me make sure I tell you. Yes, ma'am. With that, you received your Yeti bag at a discounted price. And with the terms and conditions of when you got your Yeti bag, you were enrolled in the online gadget club that the bag came from. And with that comes vouchers for $125 each month that you can use in the online store. And that's what you were charged the $67.32 for on November 11th. Now, you haven't been charged again, but you were charged the $67.32 back on November 11th.
Okay, so is there any way that you can cancel the whole thing? Because I haven't gotten anything.
Yes, ma'am. I can go ahead and cancel that for you. And I can give you that tracking number so you can reach out to UPS to find out what happened.
Okay.
And I also will note in your account that you did not say you did not receive your prize.
Right. So, I mean, that charge that you already charged me, is that going to be returned back to me?
That charge is actually over 30 days old, so we would have to have your bank to call us to confirm that charge before we could do anything with it, because it is a legitimate charge, and it is over 30 days old.
Okay, even though I didn't get it, right?
Well, the 67 let me make sure I get you right term. The 67.32 charge, that was for your membership in the Gadget Club, and you received a voucher for $125. That would have been emailed to your email address that we have on file, which is your first name and the number 3 at AOL.com. So check your filters, because your voucher is probably in your email, and we can have those resent to you. You have one. We have it resent to you.
Okay. So, in other words, I'm not going to get my 6732 back.
Your bank would have to call, because that is a charge that's over 30 days old, and so I wouldn't be able to refund that back to you.
Okay. What's the tracking number?
Okay. That tracking number is going to be, please bear with me, I'm sorry. The tracking number is going to be 940-0011-2062-13-4866-7-2256.
Okay.
And the number, there is a 1-800 number for UPS. If you would like that one, I can give you that.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it's 1-800-275-877-7737.
Okay.
All right, but we will cancel you out. You will not receive any more charges. And I have a cancellation number, if you would like to have that.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, that cancellation number is C as in cancel, 2633-000-830.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. I lost you after the 33.
Okay. It's 2633-000-830.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. And thank you for calling customer service.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.